NASH Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. Making you feel at home is what Country Inns and Suites does best. With complimentary hot breakfast, Wi-Fi, and warm, heartfelt hospitality, you'll feel welcome the minute you arrive. And as the proud host of the NASH Next Live from the Lobby at Country Inns and Suites tour, we look forward to sharing our home with country music's next big names. Stay tuned to hear special NASH Next artist stories, and remember to book your stay at countryinns.com/music. Welcome to NASH Next, The Journey, the podcast series that follows NASH Next 2016 winner Todd O'Neill's life as an emerging country star. How you doing? I'm Robert Mathers. I'm one of the producers of NASH Next. So we're nearing the end of season one. So if this is the first time you've ever heard NASH Next, The Journey, you might want to go back and start at the beginning, get the whole story, download the whole thing. It's nice to have with you. On this particular episode, we're going to check in on two of the Live from the Lobby with Country Inns and Suites tour stops that we did, one in Charlottesville, Virginia, and another one in New Orleans, Louisiana. We're going to talk to Alexis Gomez, who is a finalist from Cincinnati, and Spin, who were top 10 finalists from New York City. And then we're going to get a special performance from Todd O'Neill that he did for us at the tour stop in New Orleans. So first up, here's my conversation with Stephanie and Cheryl Lynn of Spin. Again, they were the top 10 finalists coming out of New York City. We caught up with them in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here's my conversation with Spin. What prompted you to get involved in NASH Next? What made you want to apply?
We heard about the NASH Next contest on the radio because we always listen to our NASH FM 94.7 out of New York. And we heard about the contest and we thought it sounded like a cool thing to do. It was, you know, summer. We didn't have too much going on besides shows.
We were just about to release a music video. So we were like, this will be a really good way to like promote, get fans involved, because it was the first couple of rounds were fan voting. So we just thought it would be a great way to get everybody excited about like the new stuff that we had going on. And it really took off from there.
Yeah.
Just walk me through a little bit about the experience of, you know, entering and then, you know, getting to the, you know, to winning the New York event.
So we started with an original song, which was our song Last Call, that we were about to release a music video for. And we had a lot of crazy fan voting, so we moved on to the next round, which was you had to do your own original song, version of Uptown Funk was the one that we chose, but there was a couple other pop songs that they wanted you to make country. So we did our own version of that.
Yep, and then we made it into the finals, which was at Hill Country Barbecue in Manhattan, and we were up against 9 other artists and bands from our area, which was, I think, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, mm-hmm. which are our market. And we wound up winning that, which was amazing. We got to perform in front of so many people from Cumulus, and Jesse Addy was one of the judges, and it was so much fun. It was such a crazy night.
Yeah, the night in general was amazing.
And then you guys, from there, moved into the top 10
yep.
finalists from the entire country.
Yes.
And then you came down to Nashville and performed at the finals. So talk a little bit about that night.
Yeah, so the night that we were in Nashville to perform, we got to meet all of the other artists that were up against us, but, you know, in the same, we're not really competitive, so together.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to meet everybody. We got to hang out backstage and, you know, everybody's like nerves were really crazy and like on fire, which made everybody like really funny and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. All the other artists that we were up against were amazing from all over the country, just all different styles and, you know, little spins on their own country style. There were solo performers and, you know, there were some people, there was another duo, the Young Fables from Nashville, and Todd O'Neill, he was amazing. We were so excited for him when he won. He was such a great guy. It was such a cool experience. You know, we got to share Trent Harmon's band for the night.
that was
really cool experience. They were amazing, so we got to play with them, and it was just like incredible. There were so many amazing country fans in the audience, people singing our songs that we didn't even know. Like,
yeah.
We played our song City Country, and there were people singing, and I remember thinking on stage, how do they know this song? Like, what's happening? But it was really cool.
Not to mention, we got to sing in front of, you know, Danielle Bradbury, Scott Borchetta, Kix Brooks gave us a lot of really good feedback, which is awesome. It was insane.
So Now, again, is it so you won the New York competition, you're one of the top 10 finalists. We know Todd won the competition, but that doesn't mean that you guys were forgotten, certainly by us. What's life been like since October?
Since October, life has been nuts.
Yeah.
We have played a few Nash FM events, which are really cool in our area. You know, a lot around the country, there are places that are dominantly country music. Is there, you know, primary genre and what everyone's listening for. And in this area in New York, it's kind of, you know, becoming bigger, but it's definitely not people's go-to. And so these Nash events have, you know, created this big fan base for us and given us so much support. And they've given us the opportunities. We opened last week, we opened for Drew Baldridge, which was amazing. You know, he's got great momentum on all the ones to watch lists. And we're playing with Callie Shore. And hopefully, you know, we just keep getting bigger, bigger shows.
Yeah. Not to mention there's, I mean, we met somebody out in West Jersey that heard about us on the radio. She didn't know that we were going to be there. We were just going to like a little line dancing thing. We were just going to have fun. And the people that did the line dancing introduced us. And the woman came up. She had to send her husband to come up to us because she was shaking. She was so like starstruck. And we were like, No, like, don't do that. But it was like really cute, and we took pictures with her and stuff, and that's been happening to us a lot. Everybody knows.
And you guys are going to Nashville to sit down with our head of country programming and talk a little bit about what that trip is about.
So we're going back to Nashville. We're just going to keep going because we love it. And we're going to sit down with Charlie Cook and get a little tour of their Nash FM. Because we love ours so much, and we just want to be in part of everybody's Nash FM.
Yep.
Getting involved with Nash Next, how's that helped your career?
For us, Nash Next really put us on the map in the area. It's very difficult. Like, you know, we always say, for country artists in New York City, and so for this with Nash Next, it really being the New York winners. Everybody heard us on the radio. Everybody that listens to Nash FM.
Multiple times. Like, every day.
Yeah, our phones were exploding for a month. You know, every time somebody knew, people that we, you know, didn't know, people that we haven't seen in 10 years, you know, all these people heard Spin on the radio, and, you know, there were clips of our performance and interviews that we did, you know, with Jesse. And so that really, you know, made Spin a country like duo from New York. It kind of branded us and put us on the map. And I was sitting at our friend Wendell is the drummer for Ryan Fallace. So we went up to Mohegan Sun to see the concert, and we're sitting there, and the woman next to me knew who I was in the middle of Mohegan Sun amphitheater the arena. She knew who I was. And that was crazy for me because I don't know who I am. You know, like, it's not like we feel like we're just the same, but things have changed a lot since October.
Our shows are always packed. There's always people, you know, not only buying CDs now, it's buying CDs, wanting autographs and taking pictures. Like, it's just bumped us up to the next level.
Autograph lines are something that are new. Like, usually really cool. You get a couple of people, but people, when we got off stage last Friday night, when we played with Drew Baldridge, there was already a line waiting for us at our merch table. And we were in a corner, all the way off to the side. And we, you know, just said, hey, we'll be over in the corner, meet us there. And
like we always do.
And there was a line of people waiting that had already bought CDs, waiting with our marker for us. You know, you always bring markers just in case.
Sure, yeah.
And we really needed them. We almost ran out on one.
And you'll be able to look back on that and as one of the, you know, when they do the behind the music on you in 3 years. Well, you know, we did this competition for radio.
Yeah. Well, it feels like it now.
It feels like the tipping point.
Yeah. Like before, you know, before the whole Nash Next contest, we had been making, you know, small steps, and the steps usually add up when you look back. They add up to something that you kind of weren't like, oh, okay, you know, we've gotten here.
That was the right move. That was the right, you know.
But, you know, this one was a very big step in a very short period of time. And it was so obvious that it was because of Nash Next. And,
like, that was the moment.
Yeah.
And thank you to Spin. Always great catching up with them. All right, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsor. Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. While country artists take the stage at NashNext Live, Country Inns and Suites is also shining the spotlight on our military members and their families. Through their partnership with Operation Gratitude, Country is working hard to send a little touch of home to the men and women who couldn't be further from it. At each tour stop, there will be an opportunity for guests to write a letter of thanks. These letters accompany care packages that lift the spirits and meet the evolving needs of the military and first responder communities overseas. To honor the selfless service of these men and women, Country welcomes them and their families with the new Military First program. At check-in, military members and their families receive a special rate and the best available room, as well as Club Carlson's Silver Elite status after their first stay. It's a small token of the immense gratitude felt at Country. To learn more about the Military First program and partnership with Operation Gratitude, visit countryinns.com/military. At the Live from the Lobby with Country Inns and Suites tour stop in New Orleans, I was able to spend some time with Alexis Gomez, and I'm going to share that conversation with you right now. We're here at the NashNext Mobile Studios, hosted by Country Inns and Suites. We are in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we are here with Alexis Gomez, top 10 finalist for NashNext 2016. And one of the artists featured on our Country Inns and Suites Live from the Lobby tour. So, how's it going?
It is going great. It's been an awesome ride. I love being a part of this NashNext thing. Thank you guys so much.
Well, you're very welcome. How has life changed for you since you became a part of NashNext?
Well, I mean, honestly, just being a part of this competition and this great journey has opened so many doors. It's been an amazing platform just to get more shows, get your music heard, get some recognition, and so it's been wonderful.
All right, so let's back up a little bit. You're from Dayton, Ohio.
Yes.
And how did you get into music?
Well, I grew up in a really musical family. My dad was a musician, and I was the youngest in the family, so he had taught my brother and my sister, so of course I was the little one like, teach me too, Dad. And so he taught me how to play, how to sing, how to write my very first song, and yeah, it's all thanks to him.
What was your very first song?
My very first good song that I still play today is Lovin' You, and it's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. So, started playing as a kid. What? Take me through school. Track the whole...
Yep. So, I got started really, really knowing that music was something that I loved probably when I was like 8 or 9. I started playing out with the family band outside of church and stuff, doing some local shows. And kind of as I got older, went through school, it was always a part of my life. But, you know, went in and out. I loved sports, too, and different hobbies. But in high school, when I was about 16 or 17, I started to get really serious about it and put the band back together. Started playing all around my hometown, then my home state, and then just kind of growing from there, entering as many competitions, getting better and better as I went along, and just trying to push myself in every single way. And now I'm here.
What made you want to enter NashNext?
For me, I just feel like I have been taught and raised to just take every single opportunity and be ready for every opportunity when it presents itself. And a competition like NashNext, where you get to actually feature your own original music, is kind of more unique than you would think. And I don't know, I just knew when I heard about it, I had to take advantage of it and try.
You entered in through our Cincinnati station.
Yes.
Went through that whole process, made their top 10. Mm-hmm. Now, unlike some of the other finalists, they didn't have a live event.
Yes.
And they did what we were calling a virtual battle of the bands.
Yes.
So you submitted a performance video. And if I remember right, because I looked at all 715, I listened to everything, right?
Yeah.
As one of the executive producers of the program, you... Where was that shot? You were on like a big stage,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So that video that we entered was actually last summer. We got the chance to open up for Montgomery Gentry at a really big amphitheater in my hometown called The Phrase. So I definitely wanted to put together a great video to send in there. We did one of our originals, and it was just obviously a great crowd, a great venue. So I think it worked out in our advantage. I loved it.
Talk a little bit about the experience of coming to Nashville and playing in the finale on October 25th.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just remember just being so absolutely excited to play for some of the judges. Scott Borchetta, a really great industry person, and then Kix Brooks and Danielle Bradbury, and then our guest judge, fan judge, was really cool to meet him too. So I remember being just overly excited to get to do my own music in front of people who are so accomplished in the industry. But on top of that, it's just cool to play in Nashville. I mean, that's every country dreamer's dream, just to get down there and play a showcase in front of, you know, so many people, so many artists, and just really get your music heard. And that's exactly what we did. So it was definitely a once in a lifetime thing for me that I'll remember forever.
Had you played Nashville before?
I had played a little bit, but nothing like that. And definitely nothing featuring my own music.
Okay. Now you, some music in general, but what of all the different forms? And Ohio's kind of known as a rock state.
Uh-huh.
Where did country come from for
so,
you?
Yeah, so I'm like the weirdest combination. I am like a blonde-haired Mexican Kentucky Briar, if you will, because it's the most bizarre combination. I don't know. I grew up and my dad, he listened to classic rock, so I have a little bit of that, but we were country through and through. And so I grew up on Garth Brooks, Martina McBride, Faith Hill, Shania Twain. It was just in my blood from day one. So that's how I got here.
How has your life changed since the finale?
Since the finale, I actually moved to Nashville. So that's probably one of the biggest things. I just think, you know, like we were talking about before, just taking advantage of every opportunity and all the doors that are opening. Being in Nashville is where you have to be if this is what you want. So for me, I packed up, I left my family, really, really nervous, but moved down to Nashville, and it has been amazing. I've gotten some great, great things in the works, got to record some new music and release some this summer. So it's going to be hopefully even better this next coming year, all thanks to Nash Next.
Well, that's great to hear. What's your songwriting process?
For me, my songwriting process is a little bit different depending on where I write or who I write with, but I find that I get the best songs when I have the ability to just sit down. Maybe it's in my room, in my living room, in a place where I'm comfortable with my pen and paper. I know that sounds kind of old school, but that's what connects the most for me, and kind of where I get the inspiration for those songs at that time is normally something that I'm going through in life, something that I've probably been processing in my head, trying to figure out for a while. And once I can just slow down my mind, put it on paper, and put it to music, I feel like I can work through it or get over it in life or say what I need to say about it. And that's kind of where I find the most meaningful, best songs come out of me.
Do you have a writing partner, or are you writing everything yourself?
I write by myself, but I also love co-writes. And being in Nashville, I've learned so much from just from writing with other songwriters. So there's definitely a couple people in town that I feel a really good connection with and I write with. So it's wonderful.
Do you hang out, play with, see anybody else from Nash Next now that you're in Nashville?
Funny thing, I actually, there's a thing in Nashville called Whiskey Jam on Monday nights, and a couple of weeks ago, I get a message from Todd because he's like, hey, I see you in the crowd, because it's a very jam-packed place, and so that was kind of ironic, but Murphy's Ford, we've already talked about getting together and writing next time there in Nashville, and then Ashley Jordan, who's absolutely so talented. We have a very great mutual fan who's always encouraging us to get together and write or plan shows together, so who knows what will happen.
Who knows what will happen? Indeed. In fact, if I were a betting man, I'd bet we'll have a few of the folks that entered into Nash Next 2016 come back and take part in Nash Next 2017. And that is all happening on May 31st is when it starts. Or if you're listening to this after the fact, hey, it started, it's happening, it's going on, and it's wonderful. So as we have done with the other tour stops, along with the Live from the Lobby at Country Inns and Suites, I have had conversations, as I'm talking to the artists, we get into this conversation about the hotel, about what the experience is like staying at Country Inns and Suites. Now, I'll give you my perspective. It's incredible. The staff has always been unbelievable and continues to be unbelievable every time we go there. They really do make you feel at home. They've set up 3 mobile studios for me to do this podcast. They let us invade their lobby to put on these great shows. Wonderful partners of Nash Next. Can't say enough nice things about them. And, well, here's Spin and Alexis Gomez and Todd O'Neill. Don't take it from me. Take it from 3 of our incredible artists.
We're so excited to be doing the Country Inn and Suites tours with Nash Next, because when we were in Nashville, it was the best bed we have ever slept in.
We're not good sleepers.
Yeah.
That's not something we have very high energy, but you wouldn't know. We really don't sleep very much, which is good. It works out for us.
Yeah.
But we slept like babies in those beds at Country Inn and Suites. It was funny. We were tweeting about it the next day. And the woman, you know, that was representing them, she was like, thank you so much. We're like, we're not kidding. That was not fluff. Like, that's the truth. We actually slept, and that says a lot. But so we're really excited to get a good night's sleep.
The staff at Country Inn and Suites are always super nice and, you know, offering coffee, and they have the best macadamia nut cookies ever every time I go in. So it's always a pleasure staying there. The best beds, the most comfortable beds. It makes me feel right at home. And it's definitely a spot where I can unwind and, you know, kick off my shoes. You know, when I'm on the road, it could be tough keeping in touch with everybody, but Country Inns makes it really easy with their awesome Wi-Fi that they have. Country Inns, they have the biggest rooms. I love it because it doesn't matter what I'm packing with me on the road. If it's guitars or luggage or whatever, I've got plenty of space in my room.
Country Inn and Suites, I'm not just saying this, it's literally one of the best places I've ever stayed. Just from the moment even walking the door, even here in Louisiana, the second we walked in, somebody greeted us. Someone was like, hey, here's a cookie. The cookies are the best part. Everyone says that, but they really are. They're so generous. They're so sweet. And just a very welcoming atmosphere from the second you walk in. You can just tell that they really care about making you feel welcome. The room is absolutely great. It is so spacious. In my room, I even have a little couch. And so it's just wonderful to get to relax and hang out in your room and feel comfortable rather than being cramped up or feeling like it's an old room. Everything is renovated. Everything is so nice. One thing that I love about Country Inn & Suites is they have free Wi-Fi. No hassle. You can walk in and get connected right away. And that helps me because I am so close to my family. I love being able to FaceTime and get a hold of them anytime I need.
Let me tell you a little story about our trip to New Orleans. Now, after the show at the Country Inns and Suites there, it was a great show in the courtyard, packed to capacity. I think we had about 3/4 of the entire hotel sitting there watching the show, which was awesome. So after that was incredible performance was complete, Alexis Gomez, who was on the bill that night, as well as Trey Team, and the producers from Campbell Ewald, the producers from Country Inns and Suites, as well as the rest of the Nash Next production team, that's me and Katie, piled into Todd O'Neill's van. Yep, this is the same van that he talked about during the episode entitled Windshield Time, where he goes between Nashville and Louisiana weekly to do his gigs and go home and see family and stuff like that. So Todd took us in his van around the city. We saw the most haunted graveyard in the South. We saw places where the great people of New Orleans banded together to help each other during Hurricane Katrina 12 years ago. We saw live bands in these little tiny venues, and we saw live bands on street corners. If you've never been to New Orleans, it's a lot like Nashville in that there is live music pouring out of almost every crevice in the city. Besides popping in and little street markets and just having a general wonderful night of it. As the tour progressed, Todd decided to take us to one of his favorite restaurants, Giacomo's, right in the heart of the city. I turned the recorder on for a little bit. Todd, what is the best thing to get while we're down here to eat?
I would say etouffee, sauce piquante, gumbo, of course. You have to try, like, everything that you would never think about trying. Alligator bites.
Blue lights flashing in my yard, waking up the whole trailer park. Officer, she couldn't get too far with a little bit of limit on my credit card. Grabbed his pen and he said to me, any idea where you think she'd be? She wouldn't go west, she don't like Texas. Wouldn't head east, that's where her ex is. My best guess is she's making a mess somewhere between New Orleans and Memphis. Anywhere she can dance, kick a little band by the pool with a heart of steel. Somewhere between bourbon and beer. Taillights fading to black. She stole the shirt right off of my back and said, Cage of Fame, and she was gone like that. A runaway train on a one-way track. Oh, Bujo leaned over the fence, said, bro, where the hell do you think she went? She wouldn't go west, she don't like Texas. Wouldn't head east, that's where her ex is. My best guess is she's making a mess somewhere between New Orleans and Memphis. Anywhere she can dance, kicking a little bap on a fool with a heart still. Somewhere between bourbon, somewhere between bourbon and beer. Then my mama called, said I told you so. Well, now do you think she'd go? She wouldn't go west, cause she don't like Texas. Wouldn't head east, that's where her ex is. My best guess is she's making a mess somewhere between New Orleans and Memphis. Anywhere she can dance, kick a little band, find a fool with a heart steel. Somewhere between bourbon, somewhere between bourbon and beer. She don't like Texas. She ain't going where her ex is now. My best guess is she's gone, 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 gone.
That was Bourbon and Beal from Todd O'Neill live at Country Inns and Suites in New Orleans, Louisiana, in May of 2017. And that's going to do it for this episode of Nash Next, The Journey. Our next and final episode in season one is the advice show. If you're thinking about entering Nash Next, if you're just thinking about taking that next step in your career, this is the motivational show for you. Featuring Todd O'Neill, other artists that participated in this podcast series, as well as our Nash Next production team. Love Again by Todd O'Neill is out now, so make sure you request it at your favorite country radio station and buy a copy for yourself. You can pick it up at iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you buy your music. Here's what I think you should do. I think you should buy Love Again, learn the words, and then go see Todd perform live. He does great crowd work around Live Again, so if you've bought the song, you know it by heart, then when he points to you, you'll know what to respond with. Get those dates at toddoneillmusic.com, and you can follow Todd on all of the social media. He's at Todd O'Neill Music. This episode of Nash Next, The Journey was written and produced by me with drive-thru advice from Katie Searles and last call recommendations from Jamie Friedley and postcards from Charlie Cook. You can subscribe to Nash Next The Journey at Apple Podcasts or wherever you consume your podcasts. And you can find us, we're Nash Next, on Twitter at Nash Next. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/NashNextCountry. The official website of everything Nash Next, NashNextPresents.com. I'm Robert Mathers. Thanks for listening.